These are the trademark images of Saudi Arabia. Peaceful and prosperous. A royal family in control. And this is what you don't see. People are taking to the streets to fight against what they see as oppression.
They're the biggest political protests that Saudi Arabia has ever witnessed.
The Saudi government is determined to stop the protests.
أثبتت التحقيقات إلى التنسيق الممنهج فيما بين هؤلاء للقيام بأعمال شغب.
It's nearly impossible for journalists to operate here, but I've traveled in under the radar. And activists have given me rare footage showing how the scarcely reported conflict has developed. Hundreds have been injured and jailed, and 20 young men have been killed. The uprising kicked off in early 2011. The demonstrators were also emboldened by the Arab uprisings sweeping through the Middle East. But the protests didn't stop, and 3 years on, checkpoints still ring the area. I can't verify its origin, but it would be hard to fake the sheer scale and range of this material. Within a month, the activists start throwing stones and Molotov cocktails. The police switch from firing tear gas to bullets. Only a few openly support the protesters. Hassan's footage shows the most vocal of them, Sheikh Nimr Nimr.
اللي سجن اولادنا ما نفرح بموته اللي يعيشنا الرعب والخوف ما نفرح بموته الحمد لله وان شاء الله يقصف عمره ما حتى لو الاخر ال سعود وال خليفه وال الاسد وكلهم.
It was speeches like these that many believe led to Sheikh Nimr's arrest a few weeks later. The police pursuit ended with Sheikh Nimr critically injured. The government says he was sowing sedition and resisting arrest by opening fire on the police. Sheikh Nimr is now in prison, facing the death penalty. The arrest of such an influential cleric brings the people of Qatif onto the streets to demand his release. Thousands attended the funeral, and the day became known as Bloody Wednesday. Mursi sustained multiple gunshot wounds.
طبعا إذا القوات السعودية اقتحمت أي بيت فنحن نقر الدفاع عن النفس بأي وسيلة
حتى السلاح With activists taking up weapons, both sides are now entrenched.
The ruling family, or at least the elements that are now in charge, don't want any political reform and really just want to show the iron fist. And the only reaction to that can either be apathy or violence. So there's no way of engaging with the state at the moment if you're a reformist in Saudi Arabia.